When I was 10, my mom showed me an old photo album of me as a little kid. At one point, I came across a particular photo of me and my dad. I can't remember exactly what we were doing in the photo, but it was something that we used to always do when I was little. I started crying and I didn't know why, and my mom asked me in a confused but loving voice, "Honey, why are you crying?" Without thinking, I responded, "I don't want to grow up."
Amanda, are you painting your horse today?
Mm-hmm.
What color are you painting his paws?
Black.
Why are you painting his paws black?
Because I can do it whatever I want.
You want to do it whatever you want?
Yeah.
Are you painting it by the numbers or are you doing it your way?
When I was 10, I was afraid of becoming a different person, of leaving myself behind. YouTuber, podcast host, and author Alexander McKechnie addresses the complexity of identity in his YouTube video essay on Buddhist philosophy. He points out that other people understand our identity as a role in their life, for example, a daughter, mother, friend, teacher, doctor, etc. According to Buddhist philosophy, and contrary to the way Western society defines people by their occupation, identity is not just the roles we fill, so where do our roles stop and our actual identities begin? McKechnie compares identity to a plane.
To bastardize a famous Buddhist story, if someone asked you to show them a plane, and you did, the ailerons and the rudder and the engines, and they said, "Yes, yes, but where's the plane though?" You'd think that person was a few fries short of a happy meal, because a plane is just the sum of its parts.
Similarly, a person could be understood as the sum of itself. Consciousness does not have a center. We exist without really knowing what or who we are, so we form these simplified ideas of identity in order to cope with how complex it really is. The roles we fill are a pseudo-identity, more easily digestible for our minds, a comforting misunderstanding of the unknown. Trying to define what exactly we are leads to confusion and delusion, because the laws of logic and reason that we use to define most things do not apply to identity. Metaphysical concepts cannot be understood in such straightforward physical ways.
There is no amount of clinging to our names, to our careers, to the constant white noise of nonsense thoughts inside by which we will catch sight of a tangible me, of an I.
We often are not in the moment until we have left it, but even then we cannot return, so we were never really there. One might say you never appreciate the good times until they're gone, or in other words, that you can't step in the same river twice. However, Buddhist philosophy claims,
there is no magical line between baby and us now that we can point to and say, "And then I became me." It isn't so much that we can't step in the same river twice, but with the entire world in flux, with us in flux, it's that we can't even step in the same river once.
Growing up can be terrifying because we don't know who or what we are. We often can't seem to live in the present moment, and we are being pushed forward through time against our will. The deep fear of growing up felt by many of us is beautifully illustrated in the music video for At the Door by The Strokes. This video is about a boy who is deep in his imagination, creating stories while he plays with his toy figurines while his parents are fighting. The boy watches as the front door to his house opens and a skeleton in a cloak, who we can assume to be Death, is waiting for him. We see Death hug the boy as he cries. The world from the boy's imagination is destroyed by cosmic beings, and all the cosmic beings walk through a cosmic door and disappear. The boy then comes back, and the door opens as he approaches his now empty house. The video ends as the house fades to reveal another world that appears to be built by the cosmic beings. The video's director and writer Mike Burakoff describes the message of the song. There's a feeling when you're growing up that you're just leaving for a second to go get something, that you'll be right back. But reality is not the same as a memory. You can't go back. Something or some time that feels so close to you can be impenetrably far away. The door is a metaphor for leaving your childhood and memories behind, and destroying one world to move on to another is a metaphor for growing up. This acceptance of death in the boy's imaginary story is used to explain the acceptance of growing up. The last lyrics of the song read,
trying to build no dynasty. I can't see beyond this wall. But we lost this game so many times before.
Life is about letting go and letting the past die as you move forward. Moving forward is terrifying because you have to leave good stories behind, and you also have to live out painful stories before you can move on to a next one. We are the collection of our stories, and we are constantly moving through them without a permanent attachment to them.